have our eye out for new guests, guests that you suggest to us and fit in with what's going on, current events, or just something really important. And also products at the Power Mall. Joyce made her really a reputation. A big part of her reputation is the Power Mall, and really set that tone. And so many people now have copied the model that she created. She's one of the creators of that model of getting products and promoting these products, buy from the good guys, all these things. And the Power Mall is how we're able to come here. You know, all these things aren't cheap. As you know, shortwave is not cheap, although it's very important to our audience, what have you. And thepowermall.com, you know, many of you who are listening, you religiously and faithfully buy from us because we had that reputation, because you've been blessed, because you've been helped. A couple specials that we have going on right now, Sherry Rogers, the whole 2018 of all her interviews on CD. You can get that over at the Power Mall. We're introducing Hempanol. You've got to call to get it. It won't be on the website. You have to call to get it. Mr. Oxygen, OxyFlush, Ed McCabe, love Ed McCabe. That's on sale. Some other products. All that at the Power Mall. The PowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Today is unique and special because it kind of mixes both things we're always on the lookout for. One, a new guest with exciting information. Two, new products that can really bless and help people's lives. Well, we got both of them today. John Hewlett, he has been researching and taking things that he really has needed kind of for his own life and own family, and has developed a cardio product that has revolutionized so many people's health. And my mother-in-law is one of them. I'll talk about that in a little. And that's really why we're having him on today. It's because my mother-in-law basically can prove everything that he told me. We're very excited to have John on. John Hewlett is his name, and we're going to learn quite a bit about nitric oxide. So, John, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's an honor to be with you, Daniel. Thank you very much for the invitation, and excited to share some great health and breakthrough science with your listeners.
Well, I met you for the first time, it was somewhere around a year and a half ago, I don't know, when the first Red Pill Expo was there, and we got a chance to kind of sit and talk. My mother-in-law had went and got some of your product, and you told me about what this does. I was excited. A lot of people tell us about their products, but we want to see how they go. So I want to see how it went for my mother-in-law. Why don't you talk about that first experience and what really triggered this kind of relationship and what interest on both sides that we had here?
Well, I think what happened is that essentially 11 years ago, I had a life-changing event, and having a routine appendectomy, appendicitis attack, I went to the emergency room, one of the great oxymorons of all time, the emergency room. I sat there for 3.5 hours in horrible pain, waiting to have somebody talk to me. And ultimately, I had an appendectomy that went south a little bit. They clipped a vein, sent me home, didn't know the vein was clipped, and almost died and lost 5.5 pints of blood, went back to hospital, and had a whole saga of things happen, from wrong diagnosis, wrong medications, and things. It almost killed me 3 times. And by the time, after several miracles and some fortunate intuition that helped me to help prevent some of that myself in the process, when I finally got out of the hospital with my life, I did some research because they now wanted to go back and do a triple bypass on me for a heart problem that emerged during the whole appendectomy ordeal. And there was no way I was going to go back. And so I started doing the research and discovered that in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine had been awarded to a group of scientists who had discovered the gas in the artery called nitric oxide. Now, a lot of people confuse that with nitrous oxide, laughing gas, but it's a different molecule. It was first identified in 1986, and 10 years later, 12 years later, it was awarded the Nobel Prize for specifically, in the Nobel Prize declaration, reversing cardiovascular disease. And when I found nitric oxide in 2008, actually it was the summer of 2007, I was stunned. I said, why don't we know about this? Why? How can something be claimed in the Nobel Prize to reverse cardiovascular disease and cardiovascular problems like diabetes and other things, blood pressure, triglycerides, kidney failure, and we don't know about it? Well, we all know that our medical system is essentially being controlled by large corporations that happen to sell drugs.
You don't say.
And from that, they've been able to keep this information pretty effectively from much of the public until just the last couple of years. And so what happened with me, Daniel, is I left a multi-million dollar financial planning, insurance, and investment business and decided that saving millions of lives was more important than insuring people's lives and saving people millions of dollars on their estate tax. So I just walked away from a 35-year career at essentially I was at that point I was 56 years old and had gone through some interesting things. I knew that I had heart issues. I had family history of heart issues. And so I started taking a nitric oxide supplement, and within months, it had completely reversed my health. I mean, I was no longer on medication. I no longer had shortness of breath. I no longer had a racing heartbeat. And I became a huge, zealous advocate of nitric oxide. And at the time, the best product was in a multi-level company, a great company, and I helped them take that the science and product up to about 100 million. And then they kind of got stuck on the profitability issue, and I became stuck on doing what's best for the consumer issue and the patient. And so I walked away from a second multi-million dollar business and said, I guess I need to find a partner who would work with me or do it on my own. And after a year of not finding the right kind of partners that were as dedicated to the science and to the human condition as I was, I decided to start my own company at 62. Mm. And so that was, again, another interesting thing. And then a year later, we were able, in September of 2015, we introduced our breakthrough product, CardioMiracle, which essentially takes nitric oxide delivery to the next level, incorporating both what people may be familiar with in the Super Beet or the beet powder that has done a very effective and a good job at advertising nitric oxide coming from beet powder. We combine arginine and citrulline, which is the basis of virtually 100,000 articles on nitric oxide research, and then we combine it with organic beet powder, the finest that you can buy, and other supporting ingredients, putting 53 vitamins, minerals, organic powders, and amino acids into one formula so that a person can take a scoop of our tasty fruit-flavored beverage twice a day and essentially have 24-hour-a-day nitric oxide therapeutic benefit, which we believe that combined with delivering large therapeutic dosage of absorbable vitamin D3 is the essential 1-2 punch to the anti-aging and preventing chronic illness, if at all possible, that you could get essentially in a glass twice a day.
Let me interject here. Let's go back a little bit. Okay, we'll get to the product a little later, some more details about that. It's a fantastic product. Let's go back to the research. Nitric oxide, not nitrous, like my dentist might give me, but nitric oxide. Let's talk about the research, what they discovered in the Nobel Prize-winning research. What does it do to the vascular system? Why is it even important? What happens? Does it diminish over time? What? Talk about that.
Great question. Well, first of all, it was first discovered that there was something in the arterial wall, which is called the endothelium, that there was something in that arterial wall that was relaxing and healing the vascular system on an ongoing basis. Then over the next 12 years, from 86 to 98, it became determined that it relaxed arteries. So it relaxed arteries, and then they discovered that if the body was stimulated with amino acids, primarily arginine and citrulline, that it was stimulated, then it would produce nitric oxide, this gas that they discovered, along the arterial wall, and it would have a dramatic impact on inflammation, and at some point would actually destructuralize the plaque that had created, and the plaque would become absorbed essentially into the lymphatic system. And so they learned that they could relax the artery, make it more flexible, so that instead of the what you heard about hardening of the arteries, that it actually became more pliable and flexible.
Very good. We'll stop right there. We'll continue that on the other side. Very interesting, very important. I think we're only beginning on this subject as a people. So stay tuned to PowerHour.com. Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to John Hewlett, and we're talking about nitric oxide, not nitrous, and what was discovered in the arteries and what that means. Why is this even important? John, why don't you continue about the, I guess it was discovered that the gas was on the artery walls. It was creating pliability in the arteries. Go ahead from there.
Sure. And then they essentially found out over 120,000 research and clinical studies, Dan, that nitric oxide, according to the University of Florida, is the spark of life in the cell, that it has a regulatory function on almost every significant bodily component, from organ function to blood viscosity. I mean, nitric oxide is that critical. And in fact, there are studies that are emerging literally every month that are putting a major premium that the basis of almost every chronic illness is a decreased amount of nitric oxide and a decreased amount of vitamin D3. They're kind of becoming kissing cousins as both being essential to trying to help deal with keeping the body into some consistency and health. And it really does appear to be a significant part of the aging process, because they have now determined that you start losing like 10% a year of your normal nitric oxide production from your mid-20s. As you get older.
Well, let me ask, how is it made in our body? How do we make it, and why does it start to diminish?
Well, I don't know that we know exactly how the body does it, but there's a one-cell thick lining of all the arteries and all the organs and all of the vessels in the body called the endothelium. And the endothelium is extremely important because it is where nitric oxide is produced. And for some reason, we produce it at a fairly consistent high level until our mid-20s, and then it's essentially like the clock starts ticking or the sand starts slipping through the hourglass, and the nitric oxide production diminishes. If people eat certain types of foods, it increases nitric oxide. If they do a certain amount of rigorous exercise, that produces nitric oxide. But most of the time, it's for a short period of time. And so the studies and the research have concluded that most people, as they get older, are producing less and less nitric oxide, thus making them more susceptible to the aging process. And the other thing that's interesting is Western University near the Cleveland Clinic, one of the great institutions, one of their scientists discovered that nitric oxide was the third essential gas in the cell, and that nitric oxide essentially modulated or regulated oxygen and carbon dioxide. And so if you don't have adequate nitric oxide, you can get out of balance with carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide leads to mutant cells or abnormal cell replication, and abnormal cells become tumors, and we all know what that leads to. So they've just in the last couple of years determined that nitric oxide in the cell is critical to keeping the balance between adequate oxygen and carbon dioxide.
So basically, and let me summarize, you just yes or no here. We're at the very beginning of seeing what this can do and how it's important for their body, yes?
Yes.
And basically, summarizing, it was discovered that nitric oxide not only helps the pliability of the vascular system, it helps mitigate the plaque buildup and hardening, but then it also is doing regulatory functions on your oxygen, your CO2 balance, your mutated cells. I guess cell division, the cells are destroyed and new ones are made, and kind of that whole
kind of replication of
yes.
cells. Yeah, every so many months, all of your cells in your body is replicate, and
right.
so having them replicate in a normal fashion with adequate oxygen and carbon dioxide is critical to avoiding not only the aging process, but abnormal cells, which leads to much of what chronic disease and biofilms and other things contribute
okay.
to chronic illness.
Okay, you mentioned aging, which I found very interesting because I've had, you know, we've had some of the greatest medical minds in this country on the show, and they talked about diabetes in terms of basically it is your body aging prematurely. That's how they describe diabetes. And the reason I really relate to this or really pinpoint this, it was my mother-in-law. The reason she really started to take your product when she met you there at the Red Pill Expo is because she was dealing with diabetes. And so that's what kind of keyed in beside her heart and whatever. It was that's kind of what put her over the edge. Explain diabetes a little bit. What is it about diabetes that is so exasperated and how nitric oxide helps so much?
Well, diabetes is interesting, and it is on the rise. It's chronic. Of course, it's epidemic among people of color, African Americans, Native Americans, et cetera. But essentially, sugar has always been, you know, the major emphasis and concern of that sugar is destroying your system or destroying your vascular system and your lymphatic system, and that's true because it causes inflammation. And inflammation, Daniel, is now becoming, you know, generally accepted in almost all quarters that inflammation is the cause of all chronic disease and illness. And so the battle is inflammation. So anything from acidic food to sugar to processed food to glyphosate to all of these things all promote cellular inflammation, and primarily in the vessels of the body, which would be your cardiovascular vessels, your lymphatic vessels, and your nervous system vessels. They're all vessels. They all have an endothelial wall, and if there's inadequate nitric oxide, then the inflammation from what you eat and the environmental toxins and all of those things can have an impact on the lining of those vessels. And as those vessels break down, they either become occluded or hardened, or they essentially like close up, which would be arteriosclerosis and atherosclerosis, or they explode or they break down. You know, people start getting spider veins. They start getting, you know, splotchy skin from their capillaries. You know, somebody, for example, who may be a heavy drinker, alcohol, they start, you know, popping out vessels in their face. That's quite noticeable. So those types of things are the breakdown of the vessels of the body. So the key to vessel health is fighting inflammation. And the key to fighting inflammation is obviously what you eat, drink, and the world you live in, but also elevating nitric oxide and vitamin C3.
Well, there's the break. And so we're at the top of the hour. On the other side, we're going to continue with this. I'm going to tell you about my mother-in-law and her experiences because this is why you're here.